Monday again, and even if there have been a few false dawns, spring is certainly here now. I mean, otherwise, how would our latest audio epistle from the frontiers of the data world bear the title Spring is Here? This is Jennifer Walsh's Things Know Things.
We recently acquired a very fancy alarm clock. This alarm clock is designed to wake you gradually, naturally. About half an hour before the time you've set to be woken at, the clock begins slowly lighting up, going from dark to dim orange to bright white over 20 minutes or so. About 5 minutes before the alarm sounds, birdsong gradually fades up. It's a gentler way to wake up than a standard alarm clock, and I enjoy it, though the fact that outside my window there's a real, actual dawn with real, actual birds singing for free is not lost on me. Sure, depending on when I have to get up, that real dawn may be either hours away or happening simultaneously or have just passed. But to have the sense of dawn, both the light and the birdsong which accompanies it, becomes something I can summon reliably at a time which suits me, feels both wonderful and sort of uncanny. This same strange feeling of versions of nature being abstracted and personalized follows me out of my bedroom and onto the internet. Spring is here, a local, personalized spring which is somehow both asynchronous and also continually in effect. The cherry blossom might be out in London, or about to come out in New York, or weeks past blossoming in Pakistan, but at this time of year there will always be photos of Sakura in hyper-saturated pink. Users post photographs of wisteria from last year, from 2 or 3 years ago, with predictions that the same flowers and trees will be in blossom very soon, in a week's time, in 10 days' time. Watch out for the pics. The aesthetics of how spring is captured and presented are the only unifying force. Whether the magnolia tree is in Connecticut or New Zealand, the video clips capture it in a slow pan. Daffodils are usually displayed in oversized ceramic pots. Peonies are more often than not held up in a huge bunch large enough to cover the face. Bunches of tulips are wrapped in paper and placed on a table next to a matcha latte or a lavender latte or a turmeric latte. And all over the world, thousands of young women pose alone on picnic blankets in flower-filled meadows, an expensive handbag and a bubble tea at their side. Hashtag spring vibes. The French philosopher Jean-François Lyotard writes in The Postmodern Condition that data banks are the encyclopedia of tomorrow. They transcend the capacity of each of their users. They are nature for postmodern man. All of the photographs, all of this data, from the filters used on a shot of someone posing in front of a lilac tree through to the time my alarm clock goes off each day, this is nature now. We're watching as the latest spring dataset blossoms, ready to be scraped and used for training the next generation of AI. But I have my own spring plans when it comes to AI. I've downloaded Cornell University's Merlin app. It's designed to identify birds by their song. So I'm off to invoke an asynchronous dawn on my alarm clock and figure out exactly which birds sing me awake each morning.
Jennifer Walsh there, clocking the big picture. And for all previous episodes of Jennifer Walsh's Things Know Things, as well as all the other Culture File files, subscribe to the Culture File podcast feed on your favourite podcast app. For example, though I hesitate to mention it, Spotify.